Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, if you caught the show recently, you know that Skittles and PB&J M&Ms were put to the test. It's Elizabeth and Radar, Thirsty Thursday. And as we were told, that combo was supposed to taste like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And it did. It actually really did, with the exception of like the lime flavor and the lemon.
And I feel like orange was really bad, but strawberry Skittles, the grape Skittles, oh, that was solid. That absolutely tastes like PPJ. But those funky flavors, because you're not going to get lime jelly.
No, you're not. That's kind of...
I'm opening up this fork.
Open that fork because you're going to need
gave
it
me
for this week. Okay, so then we post these videos of us trying these food combos or just a food, whatever you want. It could be a drink combo too. We always call it Thirsty Thursday.
It's so random. So what can we put all have paired together though?
What can we put together in a glass maybe next time? Okay, so mixed listener Robert watched the Skittles PB&J video and commented... He said to try this combo. We won't be sorry. Pickles, which I brought in, and Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids are fantastic, but they hurt my teeth. They're so sweet.
I know, it's all that
and
sugar.
And then Radar handed me this giant jar of dill pickles. I'm going to get pickle juice everywhere.
You probably are. I probably should have cut this one up. I don't know how to... You're supposed to have like a piece of it here?
Oh, I did. I literally did get juice.
You spilled it. We're going to smell juice in here for the next 6 weeks because of that. Pickle juice sticks around.
It hangs
around like moldy cheese.
I do love pickles.
All right.
Okay, so what do we... Which one do we eat first?
I guess we're supposed to just pop them. I'm trying to cut
this.
I don't know
my mouth
I can cut
is watering for this.
You know what?
Dill pickle.
I'm going to bite my pickle.
What? I'm sorry, what?
I'm going to bite my pickle.
You're going to what?
On my plate.
Okay.
And then I'm going to put a Sour Patch Kid in my mouth.
All right, well, I'm doing the opposite.
What are you doing? The Sour Patch first?
Sour Patch.
All right, here we go. Ah! Oh, my God.
Okay.
I'm using the...
Too much vinegar in the pickle.
You know what?
What is it supposed to taste like?
Just said it's a great food combo.
Why are you kidding me? So we're just doing this for nothing? This is not good.
Wow. What kind of vinegar is in those pickles? Is that fresh? This is making me sneeze over here.
This is not good. This is not in any way something that people would be eating.
Why are my eyes watering?
Because of the pickles.
That's some strong... Did I get like extra...
I know. It's the vinegar. It's the vinegar and the pickles.
That's a fresh pickle jar. Woo!
It tastes exactly what you think it would taste like.
Yeah, Robert.
Sour Patch Kids and pickles.
Look,
but are not meant to be paired together. I'm eating more on this pickle, though.
If you want us to try something, make it something worthwhile, Robert. You know, it does...
I don't trust Robert. I think Robert wanted us to just make fools of ourselves on the radio.
Eating pickles and Sour Patch Kids? Just mound them together? Anybody have a suggestion of what we should try?
This was not good at all.
At Thirsty Thursday next.
And so random.
414-432-1099. You can call or text in, hey, I've tried this and this. It's really good. We can just tell you this. Pickles and Sour Patch Kids?
Not good.
That's a big time thumbs down.
Well, now that I'm having a dill pickle this early in the morning, I feel like I need a Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Let's get on that.
Let's do that. Now that we can try.
That'll taste
better. You know what you should do? Yeah.